In Illinois, the state's flagship public university is embroiled in an admissions scandal. Today, the chairman of the university's board of trustees resigned. He's the second trustee to quit. Officials at the University of Illinois have acknowledged keeping a so-called clout list and admitting well-connected applicants over other, more qualified students. NPR's Cheryl Corley joins us now from Chicago. And Cheryl, tell us more about this clout list.
Well, the clout list, Melissa, was called the Category I list, I for Illinois, and it was a way the University of Illinois really tracked students who had ties to people with clout, and ultimately it meant that potential students who had that clout designation on their records might have been able to get into the university if they were borderline as far as meeting the requirements were concerned. There's a special commission that was appointed by Governor Pat Quinn that has been conducting its investigation into this, and people from the university basically confirmed that the Category I list exist. And so we've seen some resignations, one University of Trustee resigning less than a week ago, and now the chairman of the board, and the governor has accepted those resignations. Here's what Tom Hardy, a spokesman for the university, had to say today.
The admissions process overall works very well for the University of Illinois. It has, and it will continue to do so, to the extent that there are problems, and certainly they've been documented. The university's leadership stands ready, and it will be job one to reform those problems.
And Cheryl, some of those problems that they've documented led directly to the chairman of the board who resigned today.
Yeah, absolutely. Reportedly, he intervened on a relative's behalf after she forgot to apply for an honors program and also stepped in again to help her out with a housing assignment. Now, he has said that he did advocate for some applicants but didn't believe he had done anything wrong. He strongly supported the establishment of this independent commission but said that he was stepping down today because it seemed like that's what the commission wanted him to do. Many members of the commission have asked for the whole board of trustees to resign.
And what else might the University of Illinois do to try to restore confidence in its admissions program?
It says it's taking steps to make sure that top administrators and board members don't take part in the admission process. And the commission appointed by the governor is also set to issue its own recommendations. It holds another hearing in just a few days, and its report should be coming out by the end of the week.
Cheryl, this whole question of clout lists, it seems like this would not be unique to the University of Illinois.
Well, I don't really think it is. I must say that the president of the University of Illinois has called this a crisis for the university, particularly as far as public confidence is concerned. There are also a number of people calling for the entire board to resign. But I do think it's a common perception that clout does play a factor in university admissions. So I put that question to Kevin Casey. He's the policy director of the D.C.-based think tank education sector. And he makes a distinction between what a private university can do that's not taxpayer-funded and what happens at a public university. But he says the troubles at the University of Illinois are not very surprising.
I suspect most of our, if not all, elite public universities engage in some sort of similar practices. I think the big difference at Illinois is most of them are smart enough not to write it down and give it a name. But I think they all do it.
So Kevin Casey, they're indicating a widespread problem. NPR's Cheryl Corley in Chicago. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.